Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going to talk about the pathway of a trader. So sharing with you the story of kind of how I evolved from newer trader doing a lot of dumb and silly stuff to the point where I'm at now. So we're going to talk about a lot of trying different things, failing at different things, learning at different things, and of course, growing as a trader. Now, I am going to put this out as a video version of the podcast as well. So if you're watching on Spotify, you'll be able to see it. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, you don't need to watch the video version of it, but this comes from our live trading room where I was, you know, drawing out boxes and squares and just gives a little bit of a visual representation of kind of the amount of stuff that I was doing. So feel free to check it out on those platforms if you want to. Also, this is going to be posted already by the time you guys hear this, but there is a follow-up to this video. This one's going to be video only, talking about kind of simplifying your trading and understanding kind of three core concepts that if you master them, you could be dangerous in a million different ways in trading. So make sure you check out that video as well. I think I'm going to title it Simplify Your Trading, Understand These Concepts, and You Can Literally Trade Anything or something of that sort. But hopefully you're already subscribed to the YouTube channel and you've already seen it. All right, let's hop in. I am a very picky trader. For you guys that are new, you don't, you know, understand, you know, we always talk about become your own trader. You don't have to be like me or Jason. I have gotten very picky over time. I'll kind of map out, if I can map out my journey as a trader, I think this is very helpful. I will kind of show you the differences in how I evolved, right? So I started off as a wild, reckless cowboy in the market where I traded everything, right? I traded everything in the world. I was, you know, I had 14 guns on my hip. I was taking them out and slinging them and right? Not hitting a single thing. Right? Not hitting a single thing, but I was firing bullets like John Wick. I just didn't hit anything. And I went from that, and I'm very, very undisciplined, like me. Yes, you're not alone. A lot of you guys are smiling out there like, yes, yes, talk to me, baby. Talk to me. He's talking to me. But that was me, right? Wild cowboy, excited about being in the market, trading thing. I think one of the worst things that happened to me as a trader is like, I did really, really well in the stock market. For you guys that are not familiar, I started in the stock market before going to Forex. I went to Forex because I was told that it was a much more aggressive market. If the stock market was a lake, Forex market was an ocean. And it gave me the ability to make more money with less capital in a greater amount of time, right? The holy trinity of get rich quickness. And I was very confident because I did really, really good in the stock market. So I'm like, hey, why would I do bad in Forex to make this money, baby? So I started off overconfident, wild, gunslinger. I didn't know anything about technical analysis. I was a fundamental trader in the stock market. So technical analysis was all new to me, which should have been a warning sign of like, hey, you should study and practice before slinging money. But of course, you know, I just made all this money in the stock market. I'm slinging it, shooting, pow, 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 right? So I started off doing everything. And then, you know, learn lots of valuable lessons by losing money. This cycle repeated a few times. So it wasn't just like a one-time thing. I would repeat and I'd tell myself, you know, okay, I'd learn something new on the internet and I'd do it again. And it happened a lot of times. Long story short, I got coaching and mentorship. And I went to trading like nothing. My rules were so strict. That I didn't really have a lot of opportunities because I don't know what it's called, you overreact, whatever like that. But I overchanged. I'm brain farting the word right now because I was so scared of gunslinging that now I was afraid to take anything. And eventually, as I got good at, you know, this one thing, I got really, really good at this one thing. I started expanding, adding new strategies, overcompensated. Thank you. I started expanding and learning more and more and more, and I never got back to the gunslinging level, but I started trading more again. But what's interesting about this is then I started trading more, right? And then as I grew from that, I kept trading more, but I started getting very specific about what I trade, and that kind of lands me where I'm at right now. So let's put it like this. I started off with a million strategies. And then I went from a million strategies overcompensated to like one strategy, because that's what I needed. I needed blinders. I needed a leash. I needed something to just to calm me down, right? I was given one gun, right? Going into battle, everyone else had all these guns and whatnot, and I had a little slingshot, because that's the only way I could be responsible. They gave me a slingshot, or no, they gave me a whistle. They said, "Akil, blow this whistle if stuff happens. We don't want you shooting anymore, but if danger comes, just blow this whistle and someone will come and help you." And I was like, okay. So you know, I had this whistle. And then as I earned my stripes, I started trading more. I went from, and again, this whole area, there's a lot of failedness within here. So it's not a straight path, obviously, but I landed on kind of pattern formations. And then I added more pattern formations, right? I start with Gartley's, I think. And then I went to Bats after that, and I was fine. Then Darren invented the cipher. So I said, hey, you know, do the cipher thing. It was amazing. So I started trading ciphers as well. Then I kind of went back and revisited some of the older stuff I used to do, but I did so with more knowledge. So now I was doing kind of the gunslinging. I had my guns back, but I was using them the right way. So then I added CTS. I started adding, trend continuations, which were new, or different counter trend methods, but trend continuation, which was new, and then simple pattern formations, classic pattern formations, your flags, your triangles, your head and shoulders, the stuff we spoke about earlier. So I started adding that stuff, and that brought me to here, where now I wasn't trading everything I was before, but I'm trading a fair amount of stuff. And then what I did was, as I got more mature as a trader, I haven't added anything in a while. I've experimented with a lot of stuff because I love to practice and play in the sandbox. But what I started doing was I started taking the stuff that I trade and I started trading it better. So instead of taking every like flag pattern or head and shoulders or this or that, I started taking only the grade A trades, right? So only the best of the best. And that's why my frequency has gotten smaller again. So it's an interesting path. I have no idea what the regular path is. I think it's up to you as a person and as a trader. Some people start small and then just get bigger, get bigger, get bigger. Some people will start big and get smaller and smaller and be like, hey, Akil, I'm focusing on one thing and only one thing. And maybe I grow my portfolio instead. I decided to grow my strategies instead of my portfolio. So my portfolio actually shrunk. When I was here, I was trading like 20 pairs because I was only doing one thing. As I grew, I went to 20 pairs down to like 12. And part of that because 20 pairs was overwhelming, making a lot of mistakes. But also as I increased my strategies, I couldn't focus on 20 pairs. It was too much to focus on 20 pairs and like five different strategies. So my portfolio shrunk. So some people will do that where they may have just a one thing and they grow their portfolio this way. Or they may have a million things and they stick with like Tony on our platform. Trades like two pairs. He only trades, I think, pound yen and pound dollar. That's it. But trades a lot of different strategies on it. So everyone's path is a little bit different. But this was kind of my journey and how I got to where I am right now and what I like to think is my sweet spot. Before you head out, I want to remind you that Jason Greystone and myself launched a new podcast called The Trader Coffee Break. This is something that we've been doing on YouTube on Wednesdays for, years now, but we finally decided to make a podcast version of it too. That way, for you guys that don't have time to watch videos and want to hear it on your way to work or whatnot while you're working out, you have a chance to enjoy that information as well. So check it out, the Trader Coffee Break podcast. We're going to give away some cool prizes if we can get it ranked number one on iTunes. So make sure you like, subscribe, share, leave a review, and you'll be put in the running to win some of those cool prizes. All right?